kitchen sink is leaking. Out of work and got no money. A Sunday feast of bread and honey.
What are we living for?
Two-room apartment on a second floor.
No money coming in.
The rent collector's knocking, trying to get in. Strictly second class. We don't understand.
Dead end.
Why should we be on Dead End Street?
Dead end.
People are living on Dead End Street.
Dead end.
Don't wanna die on Dead End Street. Dead End Street.
Yeah.
Dead End Street.
Yeah.
On a cold and frosty morning, wipe my eyes and stop me yawning. My feet are nearly frozen. Boil the tea and put some toast on.
What are we living for?
Two-room apartment on a second floor.
No chance to emigrate.
We're deep in debt and now it's much too late. We want to work so hard, but we can't. Why should we live on Dead End Street?
Dead End!
People are living on Dead End Street.
Dead End!
Don't wanna die on Dead End Street. Dead End Street!
Yeah!
Dead End Street!
And that was the song Dead End Street from the Scones Kinder Band, which includes musicians Rick Stockton and Helen Highwater of the Scones and Brody Kinder and Melanie Jean. Welcome to Talkin' Music, you guys.
Hey, hey Sally.
You're going to be performing a show this Saturday, March 25th at 7 p.m. at the Creamery. Is this one of the first shows you've done here as the Scones Kinder combination?
This is the debut of the Scones Kinder Band.
All right.
Yes,
very
it
nice.
Is. And we're scared. Well, I won't say the rest.
We're stoked.
We're stoked. Yes, right. That sounds better.
Nice. I watched the video that you did for the song that we just heard, and that's Dead End Street.
Right.
And you do. You sound great together. It just, yeah, it really makes sense. And just the style of music that you both do, too. Can you talk about Dead End Street a little bit and the process of creating that? And then I'd also have some questions about the video, which Brody had a hand in creating.
Well, Dead End Street is a Kink song. It's not a very well-known Kink song. I hadn't heard it until just a few years ago. But it was done in the 60s. And it was released in England and in America, but it never got on the charts in America. But it got on the charts in England, and so it was never included on any albums that came over here, at least. I don't think it was included in any albums over there. Back in those days, they used to not put singles on the albums, and you'd have to buy the single and the album, you know. So not that many people have heard it, and when I heard it, I thought, man, that really speaks to a lot of things that are going on now, I think. And so we sort of, you know, did our own version of it. And, you know, Brody and I kind of split some of the lead vocal parts, and then we all sing on it. And, you know, that was one of the things we thought would be cool about this band is everybody gets a spotlight. This isn't like just one of us with a bunch of people backing us up. And so that we're trying to feature everyone. We have Melanie playing flute, and she's wonderful on that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
Then Helen, of course, is playing the bass on that one. And but Melanie plays bass also, so she's going to be playing. They're going to be splitting on and off the bass. So.
Yeah, she frees me up to just shake the tambourine, which I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. You get up there and wail on your vocals. And, yeah.
And I also want to mention that Harry Knipe will be with us on drums. He's in the band, but he's living in Grand Junction, so we didn't drag him up here this morning, but...
Good. You've got a drummer.
And he sings, too.
Yes. Yeah, so we have nice. Five
so it's
vocalists.
Five vocalists.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
And Harry Knipe hits the high vocals.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
It's
He's
so
our soprano.
Crazy.
He gets way up there.
I'll be learning a new song, and I'll find, like, that nice little high part on top, and Helen be like, oh, well, Harry usually sings that, but you guys can double each other.
Jeff's laughing in the control room over there.
Yeah Jeff
it's
knows
true.
All about Harry.
Yeah. He's amazing.
So the video for Dead End Street, Taya Cranson helped with that, and Brody, you edited, mm-hmm. you were involved as well, and I loved collaborating with both of you on the KVNF field sessions. It's been really fun to have some other filmmakers in town that are just willing to get out there and make it happen, and I think this area is one of those places where it's really fun. To do that, because I feel like it's really amazing to shoot something here. There's a lot of locations. I would think as a location scout, you would be in heaven here. Can you just talk about making the video here and how you chose the locations and where you shot it and stuff like that?
Sure. It was such a collaborative effort. We were sitting in the house and just kind of like, where should we shoot this Dead End Street song? We need kind of like a crappy apartment and maybe a crappy house or something. And
easy to find here.
And as you were saying, like, aww. It's kind of, as shooting goes, I've once said before, it's a hipster's paradise, you know, for all the funny, you know, old trucks and old buildings. But you guys helped us find one of the locations.
Yeah.
We knew of a building that is in the stages of demolition and thought, well, this looks perfect.
Yeah, if anybody has seen the video, you might not recognize the interior, but you've probably seen the exterior of that building. It's the little blue building across from the coffee shop, the bistro, mm-hmm. and it's set to be torn down.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be.
It looks like it.
Yeah. It used to be what, the phone company or something, like 80 years ago or so. I forget. You know, something crazy like that.
It's like there's a lot of locations that are stuck in time. So you're thinking, oh, I want to make this look like something that was in the 50s or the 70s or, you know, and you can probably find a location that will suit that just fine.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, you guys are really exploring the 60s in this project. And you're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love. And you'll be doing a show this weekend that will be all about that.
Yes.
In Hotchkiss. Tell us how you plan to celebrate it and why that was such an important time.
Well, we're going to celebrate it by just, you know, performing the music and just trying to get that vibe of peace and love going at this festival, at this show. Although we're doing, you know, we're going to do about half original and half songs from the Summer of Love period. So it's going to be real fun, and we've got a lot of real upbeat, danceable stuff. And And you know, so much of the music back then had big harmonies, and so that was one of the reasons we said, well, this would be perfect for what we're doing. And so that is how that came about. And I don't know, you might want to talk about some of
it. Well, and it seems like, being that this is actually the 50th anniversary, and it would just be nice to bring our awareness back to what they tried to do back then, because God knows we need some love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things have gotten fairly dark, and we need to put our awareness back in love, and thought, let's just get out there and spread some love around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brody and I live in Denver, and it's been really amazing to me to be around for all the marches and all the protests and all the things that are going on there. And, you know, we weren't alive in the 60s, but I wonder if this is kind of what it felt like, you know, just a lot of social unrest and people standing up for what they believe in and what's right, whether or not the government supports it. And it's a big deal. So, you know, what better way to bring awareness to the positive side than to sing about it.
Absolutely. And let's hear another song if we Hood from this is a Scones Kinder collaboration, and then we're going to hear a few songs as well later on in the show that both of you have done in your own separate projects. But this is called White Bird.
This song was written or recorded by a group called It's a Beautiful Day. It's just one of those songs that was kind of got a lot of FM airplay, I think, back in the day. And it was written in 1967, basically a subtly anti-war song, because it's about the white bird of peace, you know, the dove, and it's in a cage. And and nobody seems to want it to fly free, you know, because there's always war everywhere. And so that's the way I at least interpret it. And so, that's pretty much the song. And we, did a little lot of vocals on this one. So it's a lot of back and forth stuff going on.
All right. White Bird from the Scones Kinder Band.
Thank you. winter's day.
On a winter's day.
In the rain. White bird in a golden cage. Alone. White bird must fly, or she will die.
And I'm here with the Scones Kinder Band. That was the song White Bird. And I really identify with what you're saying as far as the messages that we need to hear right now. These messages of peace, love, and brotherhood. We need to spread that love around. And I wonder sometimes, though, does it all just seem a little bit idealistic?
Yeah. Well, I think
then what's wrong with that?
Yeah. I think that, you know, you have to come up with the idea before it becomes a reality. And this is a big one. And it's probably not going to become a total reality. There's always going to be, you know, bad things going on in the world. But we can start moving in it in a good direction by putting our consciousness towards peace and love. And that is the old deal. You know, the Summer of Love was a kind of a disaster, too, in some ways. It was a great idea, but then a bunch of other people came in and ruined it all, you know. And so the idea was great, but mankind wasn't quite ready for peace and love, you know. And but, you know, eventually we hope mankind will be, and this is where we're going to go with it. And this, you've got to start putting the ideas out there.
Yeah, it's not like we can give up on it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't really have another choice, honestly. Yeah. That's what it feels like sometimes. So both Brody and Melanie toured with the Up With People group, and which I think they also spread that message. That's sure. definitely mm-hmm. what they're about. Melanie more recently, right? Mm-hmm. When did you go out with them?
Just a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 year ago I was on the road with Up With People.
Do they still have sort of the same, like, vibe that they did when they got started? How has it changed, I guess?
It did start in the 60s, and it was definitely born out of this time and this attitude that Rick was talking about. When I describe it to people, I just say, it's like the musical Peace Corps. You know, we're spreading hope and peace and love and understanding, especially, you know, crossing cultural barriers. Doing community service work and just bringing people together for a higher purpose. And the music is a big part of that. I think I joined more for the community service and the travel and to be able to meet people from different countries. But, you know, we did do a big show every week and there were songs about peace, love, and understanding. And I definitely think they're still relevant.
I don't know what people imagine when they hear Up With People. A lot of people my age go, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Because they kind of disappeared for a while, but they've always been known as like that happy, very clean-cut group that would make big clapping.
Swing claps.
Big smiles. And they still are that, I think, but a little cooler these days. Yeah. A little more relevant. So it's cool. I'm a second generation Up With person. My parents traveled in the 70s, and my dad, like right out of high school, joined, you know, this band of happy people. And so I think being a person who does music and sees the power that it has from traveling it up with people, you know, going to villages far away and bringing them music with this message is very powerful. It may be white washed up a little bit here in the States, unfortunately. I guess we are the creators of music and here in America, as opposed to the consumers.
Americans are a little more cynical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that on tour as well. It got a lot more fun when we left the country.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Huh.
So Scones Kinder Band's going to Asia.
Yeah. You know, of course.
I was going to say, so we've got our work cut out for us.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. You know, I think North Fork Valley is a little different from the rest of America. So
true.
Yes.
We're
in a good place here.
Yeah. No doubt.
Good people.
And I'm here with the Scones Kinder Band. I wanted to ask you, Brody, I just was looking over your bio on your website, and I saw that you were the former frontman of an underground acoustic hip-hop group in Honolulu, which I don't think I knew that about you.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this?
Probably
I don't know. So tell me about that project, because underground acoustic hip-hop to me sounds like about the best combination of things you could throw together.
Yeah, we had quite the time. The band was called Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. As if to say Charles Darwin was younger and people were raving about him.
Yeah.
It was a trio between my friend Matthew and our friend Drew. Drew was our rapper. Matthew and I would switch between acoustic guitar and a cajon. And we'd play at street markets and underground clubs, if I may, in the Chinatown district of Honolulu. And it was pretty wild, pretty fun. You know, and the stuff we'd rap about and sing about, you know, were about, like, the Occupy movement and you know, brotherhood and ways we can, you know, fight the man. It's kind of cool.
So let's hear a song from Brody. we're going to listen to The Walking Dead. Can you tell us a little something about it?
Yeah. Walking Dead is kind of, you know, a lot of people are falling asleep, I think, being apathetic to what's happening around them. It's kind of my political song and social political. And yeah, it's kind of the wake up song.
Silently pacified from the reasons that we occupied. Distractions, bayonets, piercing everyone, inception. But we're biters, the walking dead. We're living in a zombie apocalypse.
Get up, come on, make a sound now. Rise up, when they strike you down. Get up to get down. Are you down with the sound? Get up, come on, make a sound now. Rise up, when they strike you down. Get up to get down. Are you down with the sound?
Stock up on luck, fill up your shelves. Lock up your dreams, we'll get through hell. If the million knocks, tell them I'm gone. Watch out for the hands with that chloroform that's held over our mouth when we're trying to be ourselves. It's so hard to be just that you can't buy it off the shelf. There's no jobs in this economy for my friends with the college degree. Numb to hypocrisy, corporations own the land of the free. Where are you now? Start an evolution.
Get up, come on, make a sound now. Rise up, when they strike you down. Get up to get down. Are you down with the sound? Get up, come on, make a sound now. Rise up, when they strike you down. Get up to get down. Are you down with the sound?
My name, compassion is a cure. Vote with you, my name, compassion is a cure. Vote with you, my name, compassion is a cure. Vote with you, my name, inside an evolution.
Get up, come on, make a sound now. Rise up, when they strike you down. Get up to get down. Are you down? Sound. Get up, come on, make a sound now. Rise up.
And that was Walking Dead from Brody Kinder. And I'm here with the Scones Kinder Band. And they're going to be playing this Saturday, March 25th at the Creamery in Hotchkiss. They're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love. And we're going to hear one more song. And this one is from the Scones.
Yeah.
And this is called Out of Her Mind.
Yes. This is actually, this is a Scone song, but it was written by a good friend of mine who's it has a bit of a story to it. He's a bit my senior, maybe by 10 years or so. And he wrote this song in the 60s. I don't know what year, but there was a point when the Beatles were still together and they advertised, everybody just send in your, because they had their new Apple record company and they were asking people to send in their music to apply to be on Apple Records. And he sent this song in to Apple Records. And he got a really nice reply from them. But it was right about the time the Beatles were starting to have troubles and Apple Core was sort of in limbo at the time. But he did get a nice letter back from the Beatles saying, yeah, keep it going. That's a good song. And nice. But it never got recorded. And so I took the song and made it into a Scone song, and that is what it is now.
Awesome.
So
it's been pre-approved by the Beatles.
Yeah, oh, believe it or not.
All right. Here we are with Out of Her Mind.
Woman in her burning out of her mind. You got the woman in her yearning out of her mind. If you think that she's too young, soon you're gonna find she's been a long time learning and she's doing just fine. You know she loves. The woman in her pacing half of the night. I guess you know her heart is racing whenever you come in sight. If you're trying to be cruel, you're making a mistake. You'd have to be a fool boy to let love slip away. Because she loves.
You know. that's all I'm gonna say. Cause if you don't come around, boy, she's gonna come to me.